Let's head to the BetQL guest hotline, shall we? Shortly, we'll be joined by Barry Zwerluga from the Washington Post. I believe he's joining us right now. Washington Post sports columnist extraordinaire, Barry Zwerluga, joins the show. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Great, guys. Hope you're doing well.
We are doing well. So what were your takeaways from the Commanders' close game against the Ravens? Look, the Ravens clearly outclassed them as far as offense, rushing. I mean, the Commanders' blueprint is to beat people on the ground, to bully them, kind of like the Ravens do. The Ravens just do it better. But give them credit. A rookie in his sixth game on the road in a hostile environment acquitted himself rather well. And I'm guessing if I told you a couple months ago the Commanders are going to be 4-2 heading into week 7, you would have been pretty pleasantly surprised with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the takeaway is pretty universal. I mean, I don't know how you could say, wow, they were just blown off the ball and outclassed in every facet of the game, and they have so much work to do to get to that level. And I don't think you can say, wow, this means they're Super Bowl contenders. I think you're in the middle there with, and the most important part is Daniels. It's not that the defense can't stop the run, because one, a lot of people are not going to be able to stop Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry as a combination. And two, we know that this defense has holes. I mean, the conversation we could have had on September 1st that we all would have believed is, man, they need help at corner. Man, they need an edge rusher. That doesn't change. What's changed from September 1st, I think, is we now have a pretty known commodity at quarterback. And while everybody keeps saying there's going to be blips, there's going to be ups and downs, it seems to me that there's a lot fewer of those than you would think. I mean, they lost the game. He didn't turn the ball over. He has two picks through six games. If you had had the over under at 2.5 turnovers for this guy through six games, I would have taken the over hard. Mm-hmm. So I think everybody is probably feeling similarly that they've solved the quarterback position as long as he stays healthy. And now you look at the schedule, and instead of saying, like, well, they're definitely going to lose, you know, a Thursday night game at Philly, or they're definitely going to lose at home to the Steelers, they're not going to run the table, but there's also no game on their schedule that they can't win. And that's kind of an amazing position to be in. Think about how you felt after the Tampa game, where they kind of got steamrolled a little bit. I don't think you would have been thinking those thoughts then.
I like to hear what you're saying about Jaden, because I got a producer over here. It's very stubborn, and he will not say nice things about him. He loves to beat up on my skins, and he says he's playing well. I got another guy over here, Jason, who says he's good, but he's wondering if this could be the peak and that the rest of his career will just be all downhill.
All right, well, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Go ahead.
Barry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Multiple times, Bickle has said, Jaden Daniels is going to be the greatest quarterback of all time.
No, I did not say that.
I mean, am I supposed to? I have to react to that.
No, I did not say that. What I said is,
I mean, come on.
He's going to be what I'm willing to go out ahead over my skis or whatever the cliche is and say, I think he's going to be one of the all-time greats of his generation. He is the guy, barring, obviously, the frame and injury, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen enough. He's got it, and this is not his best year.
He's playing great.
He's only going to get better.
And you might be right, but I just can't agree that he's going to be one of the greatest quarterbacks ever.
You don't have to agree with that. That's too much. That's too much. But the idea that he might have peaked already in week 6 of his professional career,
I didn't say peaked.
Drabby's alluding to it. Like, he could I can't say anything because he's playing well, but he might, you know, come back to earth.
It's reasonable to want to see a greater body of work.
We got to see more.
I've seen enough. My elite eyes. What do you see, Barry?
No, go ahead. Sorry, Barry.
No, not at all. It's your show. I tend to agree with Eric that think you are. I don't understand how you would think 6 weeks in is the peak. I think anybody would say if he was more up and down than he's been, we'd be saying, well, he's only played 6 games, so he's going to learn how to read defenses better. He's going to learn how to go through his progressions better. He's just going to have an upward trajectory. It's almost like because he has had so few just egregious mistakes. And he could have had a pick the other day, the ball that hit whatever his face in the, you know, in the face. So it's not perfect. It's not a straight line. I just think what we've also learned about him is that we didn't know coming out of LSU where, you know, 40 touchdowns and four picks is you're doing something right, even if it's in college. I think what we know now is that the preparation is there, the work ethic is there, the leadership is there, the charisma is there.
Like, it's all there.
This is
everything.
This is a guy, and so I would agree, Eric, that it thing is real. I would also say here's something that blows my mind from that I wouldn't have thought in the summer. That game, Washington at Baltimore, was 1 o'clock, and in September, I asked my editor, "Hey, can I have that one off because it's not going to mean much?" And I have a bunch of these games in a row in the World Series, whatever. I just wanted a Sunday off. And it gets to the point where that's the game of the week. NBC wants to flex it into prime time, but CBS is going to play its card and say, no, we need this game for us. Like, people are fighting over watching Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. Like, that's crazy. That's a crazy spot for this this franchise to be in. And it's almost like now, you know, how many times have we all flipped on a Chiefs game because you want to watch what Mahomes does? Like, you have one of those guys as your quarterback now. That certainly hasn't been the case since RG3's rookie year. And I don't want to compare it to that because we know how that all exploded. But, like, this is just such a different spot for the franchise, not only atop the division, but kind of in a visceral vibe kind of way.
And the reason why I agree with everything you said, Barry, and the reason why I'm willing to go over my skis, is that the cliche case?
Get out over your skis.
I wish you would stop using that cliche.
Why?
It's a good
one. Come up with another one.
No, it's a tried and true one.
Because you question it. Because you question it.
Because I'm not good at cliches. That's your thing. It's not my thing.
All right, sorry. Continue.
So the reason why I'm willing to go out there and be outlandish is because the obvious skill set that we all see, but plenty of guys have had talent. Now, his talent I still think is elite, but what makes him special and what makes all the GOATs, Barry, and you know this as well as anybody, is they outwork everyone. Kobe, Michael Jordan, Tiger, all the great ones. They had great talent, but what made them great is they had the work ethic too, and this kid has all that and more. And that's why I think you're talking about something, barring injury, like really special.
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that. And I think that's, you know, 6 weeks in, I don't think that part goes away. Like, you know, sometimes you don't trust what people in the building say about their own people, because obviously, like, they have stock and, like, yeah, we made the right pick. Like, but I would say, even people who were at LSU that I've talked to in the lead up to all this were like, oh, no, what you're getting there is a guy who knows how to prepare and knows how to put in the work. And that matters. And I think one thing that maybe is undersold about him is, you know, he played a ton. Compare how many games he played to Drake May in college. Like,
double.
He arrives having seen so much more and having learned so much more in two different places about how to go about your job. He's essentially been preparing as a professional for quite a while. And I think it's showing up in the lack of egregious throws, like the not being too big, the moment not being too big for him. I think the stuff around the athletic ability is more impressive than I would have guessed, and maybe more impressive than the athletic ability, which is honestly astonishing. So I really sound like I'm agreeing with Eric here on everything.
Thank you.
I haven't said GOAT. I haven't said like generational, but I don't know how you could trying to tamp down the enthusiasm on this guy when he's really checked every box.
Yeah. I mean, it's just been phenomenal. And the other thing, like the humility of it, and of course we've seen the opposite of that around here so many times, more than once. They ask him after the game, and you see it, his composure, which I think is part of the experience. He's played in the biggest environments in college, right? Doesn't get any bigger than playing in LSU. they asked him about the rivalry and how big this game was to him, and he said, and I believe him. He said, it was just another game to me. And when you see him on the sideline and you see him in action and he's making audibles and everything, there's no panic. He doesn't look like it's the biggest game, you know, on Monday Night Football, you know, like an impossible situation for a Washington quarterback for the last decade. No, he just it's just another game to him. I'm blown away by the kid.
Barry, before we let you go, I want to get your thoughts on the divisional series, championship series. The Dodgers obviously went 36 straight innings shutting out opponents, and then that came to a quick end in the first inning yesterday when Lindor went yard and then Vientos hit the slam. So that's 1-1, and then the Yankees win last night. Do you have any preference? Do you want to see Yankees-Mets? Do you want to see Yankees-Dodgers? I assume you want to see one of those high-profile matchups and not the Guardians and one of those teams.
I nothing against Cleveland, but like, sign me up for the Stars. Man.
Although,
like,
props to Lane Thomas, former Nat, with that huge slam. Yeah,
and he had struggled right out of the gate there. I think he felt a lot of pressure about being the guy that had been traded for. So that was a huge moment for him.
Right.
But and props to the franchise. Like, great year, good job getting past the Tigers, who had some mojo. But I want Yankees, Dodgers. I want Shohei, Judge. I want Soto. That's my preference. It's been. You know, last year, I'm going to cover the World Series every year. Mm-hmm. And last year, Diamondbacks, Rangers, like, I literally got up, like, after that was determined, called my editor and was like, do I even need to go to games 1 and 2? Like, there's just no juice. And so I would love some, and I think almost all the matchups, unless it's Mets, Guardians, kind of restore the juice. I would love, travel-wise, it's no good, L.A. and New York. But, and obviously a Subway Series would be like, you know, if somebody's going to pay to be in New York for 10 days, like do that every time. But I just feel like baseball would benefit from having those two franchises and not just the franchises, but the players that make up those franchises right now to be on that stage. I was flipping back and forth between the Yankee game and the kind of dreadful Monday Night Football game last night, but I will never not watch a Soto at bat. It's just appointment TV. He the way he controls things, he's such a star. And so I'd sign me up for Yankees Dodgers every time.
And it's crazy how the Dodgers are in the situation because of their injuries in the starting rotation, where they had to do it in the divisional series too against the Padres, that they have to throw a bullpen starter out there. They did it last night, and I haven't looked at the schedule and all the permutations of their rotation. They might have to do it again in this series, I would think.
Yeah, they're going to roll Walker Buehler out there in game 3,
right?
Who, you know, he gave up 6 runs in his only postseason start. He's not the horse that he has been. And I feel like in this Dodgers run, which is very much feeling like the Atlanta Braves of the 1990s, where you're like a perennial October participant, and to this point you only have one World Series title to your name, and that was during the 2020 mini season with the crazy tournament that they had in the postseason. I feel like they get to this point with broken pitching a lot, and I don't know if that's the one chink in their armor, because organizationally they are just a juggernaut. They are great at analytics. They're great at scouting. They're great at development. They're great at drafting.
They can spend the money and buy players.
And they have infinite money. Right, exactly. Yeah. But it has not led to just these trains in October. They feel a little bit frail at this point. And the Mets have some of that 2019 Nats mojo going, too. I mean, they've had so many big moments. And Lindor is clearly a star. Talk about a guy that the moment is not too big for. Like, that's a big at bat to get the lid off in the first inning last night, because they had been, you know, shut down and the Dodgers were rolling. I feel like that series, it's really foolish in baseball to think a series tipped because of one game, the most recent game. But I, for some reason, I feel like that one tilted to the Mets because of what you said, Jason. Like, the Dodgers pitching season's in a little bit of disarray. And maybe the Mets are, that team that got hot at the right time.
Barry, always great catching up with you, man. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Barry.
That's Barry Zwerluga, Washington Post sports columnist. Don't forget, coming up in just about 20 minutes, Jonathan Allen from your Washington Commanders joins us here on The Fan.